Cricket North West season done and dusted for another year. Simo's here for your final report of the year, mate.
How you going?
Time to put the feet up for 6 months or so.
Yeah, sit on the couch, go and watch some footy.
Yeah, indeed.
All that sort of stuff in the winter and then get back into it, I suppose.
Very good. All right, so grand finals on the weekend. Bernie beating Ulverston in both grades.
Yeah, good effort from the Hurricanes. I noticed Sean Redmond, the coach of the Bernie Hurricanes, mentioned it a few times across various types of media that it was an incredible journey that I guess they've been on. That they sort of weren't sure probably where they were at the start of the year, and they've had to play, you know, a significantly young group, probably amongst a lot of their experienced guys. But to be able to get to where they got to post that Christmas position, they were in a bit of strife there going into Christmas. Only I think they'd won two or three games up until two-day cricket rolled around, and then their form totally turned around, which you see so often in our competition. But a fantastic effort to not only get to the finals but then make the grand final and then go on to win both senior grades. It's a true credit to the Bernie Hurricanes, and it shows how far depth does go in local community cricket.
Yeah. Well, first grade at La Trobe, it was a little bit of rain interruption, as there was a second grade on Saturday, but Bernie got about 250. And in most games, it seems that if you get 250 batting first, you would win most games, it seems.
I think so, yeah. I mean, talking to a few people through sort of Friday, Saturday, cricket related, it was sort of, you know, if you can put 150 plus on the board in a grand final, you probably put yourself in the box seat, so to speak. But as it goes this year, the scores in our competition have been really high, and you know, it's been a good year for runs on the board. So yeah, Bernie 256 with Nick Revel top scoring 62 and Brody Hayes chipping in on 51. So that was a huge score to get in a grand final. It was always going to be pretty tough for Ulverston to turn the ropes, I suppose, and chase that down.
And then Ulverston batted and got 170 something after being what? I think they were 6 for 70 at one stage.
Yeah, they were in a bit of strife there at 6 for 70 odd. They scraped their way through to 176 thanks to Willie Dow and Julius Kerwin. 34 not out for Julius, and Willie made 52 off 96 balls. I actually watched about an hour and a half of that sort of part of the play, and it sort of felt at one stage there, you know, if that could just keep just teetering along a bit, who knows what, and chase it down. But unfortunately, yeah, the Bernie bowlers, Poke in particular, Thomas Poke, he was quite good, 6 for 32 and was able to do some damage. Took the big wicket of Jacob Snare earlier in the day as well, which went a long way.
Yeah, 6 for a grand final is a pretty good effort. 19-year-old kid, so well done to Tom.
Absolutely. Pope. Ended up being the Trevor Docking medalist, yeah, too, best field, so that's a fantastic effort.
Rightly so. Second grade, no, I didn't see any of the second grade because I was over at La Trobe, but I rated Ulverston to win that game, but Bernie were just a bit good on the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I suppose form said all year that Bernie were going to be the team to beat, and as they were on the day, I suppose. Like you said, Ulverston certainly had the team on paper, but were unable to do it. But Bernie batting first, 179. Dale Baker, the veteran of the league, 48.
How many runs has Dale Baker scored?
Oh,
anyway,
thousands and thousands and thousands plus. 48. Benji Plant chimed in with 38 to get them to 179. So 180 needed to win for Ulverston. But yeah, unfortunately, Dylan Costello did the damage, 5 for 32, and were able to dismiss Ulverston for 124 off 61 overs. So again, true credit to the Bernie Hurricanes Cricket Club, and a fantastic effort in taking out you know, two senior premierships. As well as that, they took away the Gordon River Club Championship, yep, as well. So they've had a successful year, and it's a credit to their committee, their board, and everyone involved over there at the Hurricanes setup.
Now, we've got some Community Cricket Award winners announced by Cricket Tasmania. These came out yesterday. Now, Community Cricket Club of the Year went to University in Hobart, but Winya Tigers runner-up. And considering where they were, like, even 2 years ago, even 12 months ago, I guess,
absolutely,
before,
yep,
the merger, that's amazing.
Sensational effort.
Yep, so well done to Wynyard. That merger has proved very successful. Community Cricket Association of the Year, this is probably the bigger award out of the lot. Cricket Northwest, well done to everyone.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a big year for Cricket Northwest, I suppose. Goes a long way, you know, as a board, always supporting junior cricket, women's cricket, senior cricket, ensuring that there's an all-inclusive sort of, I guess, feel amongst the competition. And it is a true credit to everyone that runs the comp. And, you know, this year we've seen some real success stories come out of our competition. And as it's shown all year, there's been some really good performances too. So I can only see Cricket Northwest getting bigger and being the premier comp in the North.
All right, so I'll just run through a few of the other local award winners. So Community Cricket Association of the Year went to Cricket Northwest. The Women's and Girls Initiative of the Year won by Cricket North, but the runner-up, the Ulverston Cricket Club. Well done, Ulvi. Doreen does a lot of work in that field, in that space. Community Match Official of the Year, which is basically Umpire of the Year, Moose Pierce. So well done, Moose. An excellent job by the two umpires in the first grade grand final.
Absolutely,
by the way,
yep.
And the BCL won the Inclusion and Diversity Initiative of the Year. Now, they've got that Indian team.
They do, yeah.
Acton playing in the league.
In B grade. Yeah, that's right. And I think they actually made the grand final, and they either won it or lost on the last ball. I can't remember, but it was quite come down to the wire in the first year. Fantastic effort for the competition.
Yeah, so well done to everyone involved in the BCL. Right, mate, and well done to you. Thanks for your efforts during the year. It's great to have our players and captain, coach, and a board member perspective on everything. So you probably know more than most about what's going on with Cricket Northwest. So we really appreciate it, and hopefully you'll do it again for us next year.
Yep, no dramas at all. Happy to come and have a chat and talk all things cricket.
All right, have a good Easter.
Cheers, DK.